Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we've got something really fascinating to dig into.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about a new study that just came out in Nature Communications, and it's all about how our bones grow, but not just, you know, the basic stuff we learned in school.
Right. This is way more interesting than that. So the researchers were looking at these special cells called GLI1 positive cells in developing mouse limbs.
Wait. Before we get too deep, let me set this up for our listeners. So basically, when bones grow in the limbs, there's this whole system with cartilage that acts like a template, right?
Exactly. The cartilage gradually gets replaced by bone. And what's cool is that there are these progenitor cells, think of them like stem cells specifically for cartilage, that keep producing new cartilage cells throughout development.
Right. And these cells are super important because they determine how long your bones ultimately grow. Like, how tall you end up being is partly controlled by these little guys.
Yeah. And here's where it gets really interesting. The researchers found that these GLI1 positive cells, which are present even in fetal stages, are like dormant superheroes.
Dormant superheroes? I love that. What do you mean?
So normally, during fetal development, these cells are just hanging out, mostly inactive. But when the researchers artificially stopped other cartilage cells from dividing, like, they basically created a growth challenge.
Oh, so they stressed the system to see what would happen.
Exactly. And that's when these GLI1 positive cells woke up and expanded massively. They basically stepped in to compensate for the damaged cells and rescued normal bone growth.
Wow, that's incredible. So the body has this built-in backup system, like a repair crew that's on standby?
That's a perfect way to put it. And here's the kicker. They traced where these cells were coming from, and it turns out a lot of them weren't even in the cartilage to begin with.
Wait, what? They came from outside the cartilage?
Yeah, they were in the surrounding stromal tissue, the connective tissue around the developing bone. These cells expressed a marker called PDGFRA, and when the cartilage was challenged, they migrated in and became these GLI1 positive repair cells.
That's kind of mind-blowing, actually. So the body recruits cells from outside to help with growth when things go wrong?
Exactly, and this has huge implications. I mean, think about it. If we could understand how to activate these cells therapeutically, we might be able to treat growth disorders in children, or even help with cartilage repair in adults.
Right, because cartilage doesn't heal well on its own normally, does it?
No, it doesn't. That's one of the big challenges in orthopedics. But if we could somehow trigger this natural repair mechanism, like flick the switch on these dormant progenitor cells...
That would be huge. So what was the actual mechanism? Like, how did the researchers figure out what signals these cells to activate?
Great question. So they did some really detailed molecular analysis, RNA sequencing and all that. And they found that a protein called CCN2 was involved.
CCN2. Okay, what does that do?
So normally, CCN2 is expressed in healthy cartilage, and it kind of keeps things in check. But when the researchers induced that cell cycle arrest we talked about, CCN2 levels dropped.
And that drop in CCN2 is what allowed the GLI1 cells to activate.
Exactly. They even tested it by adding extra CCN2 to cultured bone samples, and sure enough, it suppressed GLI1 expression and reduced cell proliferation. So it's like CCN2 is the brake, and when you release that brake, these progenitor cells can do their thing.
That's such an elegant system. So it's like negative feedback. When growth is impaired, CCN2 goes down, which releases the brake on these repair cells.
You got it. And what's really cool is that these GLI1 positive cells that get activated during fetal development, they actually become the long-lived cartilage progenitors that drive growth throughout childhood.
Oh, wow. So they're not just a temporary fix. They're actually setting up the growth system for the long term.
Exactly. The researchers showed that when they labeled these cells in fetal mice and then followed them for months, these same cells were still producing cartilage in the growth plate well into adulthood, or, you know, mouse adulthood.
That's amazing. and they use some really clever techniques to track all this, right? I saw something about multicolor labeling.
Oh yeah, the RGBO system. So basically, they use this genetic tool where individual cells randomly express one of three different fluorescent colors, red, green, or blue. And then they could track entire lineages of cells over time.
That's so cool. Like, each cell and its descendants have their own color tag?
Exactly. So they could see these long columns of same colored cells in the growth plate, which showed that a single progenitor cell was giving rise to many descendants over time. It's like a family tree, but in color.
I love that visualization. And they also used this clever trick with a fluorescent protein that gets diluted with each cell division, right?
Yes. Green Lantern, it's fused to a histone protein, so it's in the nucleus. And every time a cell divides, the fluorescence gets split between the daughter cells. So cells that divide a lot lose the signal quickly, but dormant cells retain it.
So that's how they could tell which cells were the long-lived, slow-cycling progenitors.
Exactly. And what they found was that most of these label-retaining cells, the ones that kept the green signal for a long time, were Gli-1 positive. So that confirmed that Gli-1 marks these long-lived progenitors.
This is such elegant work. So putting it all together, these Gli-1 positive cells are normally dormant in fetal development, but they can be activated when needed. They come partly from outside the cartilage, and they go on to become the main drivers of long-term bone growth.
That's a perfect summary. And I think the really exciting part is the therapeutic potential. Like, we now know that these cells exist, we know some of the signals that control them, and we know they can be recruited from surrounding tissues.
Right. So in theory, if a child has a growth disorder, or if someone has cartilage damage, maybe we could use this knowledge to stimulate these cells.
That's the hope. I mean, it's still early days. This is basic research in mice. But understanding these fundamental mechanisms is the first step toward developing therapies. And the fact that the body already has this built-in repair system is really encouraging.
Absolutely. And I think it's also just fascinating from an evolutionary perspective, right? Like, why would the body have these dormant backup cells?
Oh, that's a great point. The authors actually talk about developmental robustness, the idea that organisms evolve mechanisms to buffer against challenges. So having these reserve progenitors that can kick in when things go wrong, that's a form of biological insurance.
That makes so much sense, because development is such a complex process. Having backup systems would make it more reliable.
Exactly. And it might also explain some of the variation we see in human height and limb proportions. Like, how responsive are these progenitor cells in different individuals? How much can they compensate for growth challenges?
Oh, that's interesting. So some people might have more robust systems than others?
Potentially, yeah. And that could be relevant for understanding not just normal variation, but also skeletal growth disorders. Like, maybe some conditions involve problems with these progenitor cells or the signals that activate them.
This really opens up a lot of questions for future research. What do you think is the next step for this field?
Well, I think a big question is, can we actually manipulate these cells therapeutically? The researchers showed that CCN2 is one signal, but there are probably others. Understanding the full network of signals that control these progenitors will be crucial.
And presumably, they'll want to test whether similar mechanisms exist in humans.
Absolutely. I mean, mice are a great model, but human bone growth has some differences. Though, you know, the basic mechanisms are usually pretty well conserved across mammals.
Right. Well, this has been fascinating. I think our listeners are going to find this really interesting.
Yeah. It's one of those studies that's both fundamentally interesting from a basic biology standpoint and has real potential for clinical applications down the line.
Exactly. So just to recap for everyone, we talked about Gli-1 positive cells that act as dormant progenitors in developing bones, how they can be activated to rescue growth when challenged, how they're recruited from surrounding tissues, and how CCN2 acts as a brake on this system.
And the big picture is that understanding these mechanisms could eventually lead to new treatments for growth disorders and cartilage repair. Pretty exciting stuff.
Definitely. Thanks for breaking this down with me, Alex. And thanks to all of you for listening to the Origene podcast.
Thanks, Jamie. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe and share it with anyone interested in developmental biology or regenerative medicine.